Hi everybody and welcome back to Conversazioni with Camping Business. Today we host Arena Hospitality Group. Arena Hospitality Group has a portfolio of 8 campsites with 15,000 places and around 1,500 hotels in Croatia, Austria, Germany and Serbia. Recently the group invested 27 million in the camping resort asset and in particular in the transformation of the Gran Casella Arena into the largest five-star camping resort in Croatia. Today we host Manuela Kraljević, who joined the group in 2009 and is currently a member of the management board and marketing and sales director of the group. Manuela is the main responsible for the development and strategies that Arena Hospitality Group, one of the main South European players in the sector of luxury camping and glamping. Welcome, Manuela.
Good morning. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning. Thank you for being here and thank you for for sharing your time and your experience with us. So let's start with the interview, Manuela. Can you, first of all, give us an overview of the Arena Hospitality Group and specify us how important is the campsite division in the global turnover for the Arena Group?
Well, first of all, let's say that Arena Hospitality Group is based in Croatia, in Istria, in the biggest city of Istria, on the south, in Pula. And actually, we are a hotelier that deal around 50 years in this area, Pula and Medulin, through hotels, resorts, and campings. Since 2017, this company became also an international company, as we bought some hotels in Germany and Berlin, in Cologne, in Nuremberg, also in Hungary, in Budapest. And with that, we are very proudly saying that we were one of the rare hotel companies in Croatia that expand over the borders. And with this starts also other acquisitions. So today, right now, we have always our base in Pula and Medulin, but we bought also one hotel in Belgrade. We bought another hotel in Nassfeld in Austria, which is a ski resort. So apart from our city business and leisure business in Croatia, we also expand in winter business leisure as a ski. And right now we are in the last phase of construction of our first city hotel in Croatia, in Zagreb. This is more or less our portfolio, very, very high level. We have around 10,000 units all around Europe and Croatia. But based on your first question, in Croatia, and how important is the business camp in our portfolio, especially leisure in Croatia, I'll tell you that we have around 8,005 units in between campings, mobile homes, beaches, of course, and glamping, resorts and hotels. But out of 8,500 units, 5,700 are only campsites. So it is 67% of all our portfolio in Croatia relate to camping business through beaches, glamping, or mobile homes. And of course, what is the impact of this high percentage of
exactly
when we translate this in a turnover? This, of course, relate on around between 35 to 40% of turnover of our company, depending on the development of the company and the year of the company. Because it's very important to see what is the other part of the hotel business. And I must say that recently we invest quite a lot in our hotels as well. And sometimes the value and the rates that we succeed to do also in this other part of our portfolio are expanding. So, however, it's a very, very important part of the business and piece of cake that we are dealing here in Croatia.
I see it's a huge part of your turnover, and it's a big share for the camping site. It's a big share of it. So how was the 22 season, and what are your expectations for the coming season, for 2023?
Let's say that the 2022 year was a coming back, finally. The industry, I think, has a very positive feedback on what, of course, what happens in the year 20 and 21. Even if we must say that the campsites were always less affected than all other kind of business that we have in the portfolio.
In the tourism, yes.
Exactly. But of course, according to different restrictions that were in place during COVID years, season started much later. So, but always in the first place, the campsites were more requested on the market through the pandemic. And finally, 2022 resulted with a really, really a huge increase. I must say that we did this year over 1,200,000 overnights. 200,000.
Record year?
Yes.
Was it your personal record? Was it the record for the company this year?
Not yet.
But after the pandemic, this is the level, a normal level for your your numbers.
Again, translated to percentages, the increase on 21 is about 30%, but this is still something below the year before
the pandemic. the perfect level you want to restore,
yes.
I guess.
But again, okay. Here we may say that there are different reasons why, but it's not always comparable because of our investments. We decrease the number of units, we expand more in luxury camping parts, that we give more space to our clients. So we are not looking on quantity, but on quality. And of course, then this is automatically also showing in our average rates and also on the profits. So the strategy of our company, it's not really turned on quantity, not in any case, but on quality. This is what we saw also through the pandemic, that it's much more appreciated through our clients. It was really this touch with the nature, but much more spaces, not so crowded. And this is where we really turned the business.
Let's talk about clients then. Most of the outdoor tourism in Croatia comes from abroad. And what are the strategies the group apply to attract customers from other countries? And which are the countries that the majority of the customer come from for you in the Arena Group?
Well, this is, I would say, very similar to what we have in this part of Adriatic. Our number one client, it's always Germany, followed by Austria. And then recently, in the last years, we saw also part of the Eastern New Europe coming in higher numbers to this type of accommodation and natural lovers, as it is Poland, Czech Republic, Slovak Republic, Hungary. These are all countries that are, let me say, also new markets for this type of business. But our number ones will always stay Germany, Austria, Slovenia, Italy, because a lot of Italians...
Don't forget Italy, because you can share part of the tourism with a very competitive country, which is Italy, before you, very good neighbors, but you share also a part of a good market, of a good Italian market.
They like our coast, they like this type of nature. I must say, it's more lovers in Italy that comes to our campsite, that Croatians that became
environmentally, the Croatia is very competitive. So let's start to talk about the glamping. You enter the glamping sector, and what are the expectations from this market segment, and what are your strategies, your future strategies for it?
Let's say that the glamping was really one of our biggest success when we choose to turn one of our campsites. I will just remind, we have 8 campsites in our portfolio. Yes. And maybe it is to divide them in boutique small campsites, let's say middle-sized campsites, and then the big campsites. So we decided to turn one of our smaller boutique campsites in which were around 350-380 units at the time. Yeah. We converted in glamping only. So today, this property, Arena Glamping 199, has exactly 199 units in different with different type of tents that goes from 2 person up to big families, up to 6 persons, 6-7 families that are with children, can be even more. But we transmitted all our know-how from our hotels, because we are giving a 5-star service in the glamping. So we gave, let's say, the same type of cleaning as in a room in a hotel. We gave a very high luxury type of experience through different gastro points and restaurants, outlets. We are lovers of good coffee, so you can find an Illy Cafe in our best properties, because we know that people that are using to consume this type of leisure holiday are looking
for an extreme care of details. That's what you mean, an extreme care of, yes, any of the smaller details.
Yes,
that's so the quality you offer.
All the amenities we gave inside the tents and all the experience, it's a very high luxury. And again, this started now, it's already 4 years back. And when you say, what are our strategy for the future, and yeah, with the results that we see and the interest of the market for this type of holidays, we are thinking really seriously to convert maybe another of our boutique camping in a glamping only, but with another with some new, some specific novelties that we will leave for some other interview, I hope.
that's what I was about to say. We will have another interview very soon then with something. Some explosive novelty from Arena Hospitality Group. Perfect. So let's go on. In terms of technology and innovation, what are the areas you invest the most?
So let's say first that the camping consumers, we saw, yeah, during the pandemic, were the first clients that are very dynamic in the usage of any kind of digital technology. It started with Croatia Enter. If you remember, there was a lot of queues coming in Croatia because you need to show the confirmation that you are not positive with the test and stuff. Yeah. So the first thing was that we invested also, actually, our Croatian Tourism Board invested in a platform where people had the possibility to upload all these confirmations before at home, very easy, in order to come to the border to have a dedicated line and to cross through immediately, fast.
Yes, this was a support that makes faster the access to the country.
This was the first sign that people really are using technology, and we immediately give another few extra possibility to the same clients, in order that they can do their booking on, they can check in, and the, a part of the booking online, which is obvious. But we also gave the possibility to do the check-in at the reception online, putting already all the number, all the ID, of course, a necessity that we have to do for our regulations, but also to put the car numbers of the table in order that the ramp on the campsites will immediately open the gate, and he can the clients are obviously able to come in without has long queues and waiting, or at least it will abbreviate all this process.
Yes, this is a 360 support.
Yes, I can really say that we are proudly, this year we had more than 45,000 people that use these tools in order to do the self-check-in in the properties. It's unbelievable how huge is this number, specific in the campsite. Then the next thing that we try to help the clients, it's with our Arena application. We create the application, which is very simple to download, like every kind of application, where the client can, apart, read all the information, what's going on in his specific campsite or in the glamping, with all the programs for children, or what are the working hours of the shop, or what's going on in the town or nearby, what are the sports, what. So first, to bring all the information very easy to his hand in the iPhone, but also give him the possibility to, instead, to call, to walk to the reception, just to have a chat with the front desk if there is anything that they need to have a kind of support. It can be on technical issue or health and safety issue, but also any simple communication. And here I must say, this is again visible that the clients are really using this tool. You know, the big campsites like our Arena Grand Cajela, let's say from the most farthest point of beach or mobile home, it can be also two kilometers to come to the front
desk. Yes.
This is a very, very simple tool to communicate without going anywhere, and of course cheap, the cheapest.
And it's modern, and it's just modern. It's just the way the world goes today. So you following this trend. Perfect. Let's go on. The last key UH Congress underlined in particular the importance of sustainability and digitalization. You already answered part of the question.
Yeah,
what are your strategies about the topics of let's talk about sustainability. You thought about digitalization.
Yeah. Let's say that once we are just saying that we are maintaining campsites and we want to develop this kind of tourism, this is automatically sustainability. Because
yes.
I would say that whoever is investing in campsites, maintaining the website, the campsites, is maintaining the nature. So, you know, it's about landscaping, it's about increasing the quality of living in the nature. And just an example, going back to the glamping, the first glamping that we turned from the camping to the glamping, you know, the first moment it was like, you are destroying because we are bringing tents.
Yeah,
but
because
now,
you're bringing
exactly. We put more than 1,700,000 plants. So every investment in the nature is automatically connected to more nature. So this is one part. But one of maybe more technical answer to your question of sustainability, which were very, very actual this year, specifically this summer, is a nice example we have in our Grand Cajela, Arena Grand Cajela camp, our biggest campsite, where during the investments 2000, 1920, because we did it in a few phases. This campsite originally has no pools, no swimming pools. And in our investment, first, we created two swimming pools because it's a very large campsite. So it was the idea to have one which will be calm for adults on one side, and the other one more for children, for family, with more activities in order to cover both eventual requests of our clients. So at that time, we invested in this desalinization of seawater in order to use the same water for the pool, but also for all the irrigation of our plants and the whole campsites. So part of our business in the hotels are connected also to sports. And very close to these campsites, we have 8 football pitches, which are owned by the company and is part of another other portfolio, which is, as I said, connected to winter business, winter preparation of sport teams and hotels. But you can imagine how many water we are spending in the irrigation to maintain the football pitches, grass, original football pitches. Exactly. So with these investments, we not only cover the needs of the campsite, but we also cover the irrigation of the needs for such other activities, such football pitches. Why I'm saying this? Because last year in Istria, we have severe rules about consuming of water. Exactly. And I think it was just in the start of July when the county forbid to use the water for plant watering,
irrigation,
and also, you know, showers on the beaches and many, many restrictions, like also football pitches or stuff. Everything what was unnecessary, it was closed. And this measure were live in place until early September, when just the rain started. So we had more than, I would say, 60 days of very prohibition in consuming water, where push and press our company to think to invest in new and other facilities like we have in Kajela, also in other of our properties. So I can announce that we will invest in Pula, in the area of Punta Verudela, where we have 4 hotels and more than 600 apartments. We will have in place for next year the same system, taking water from the sea, desalinate the water, and have the full watering of the landscape and also the sport facilities that we have. Because, you know, today landscape is a very, very important part of the experience of the holiday. So we like to see nice green grass around the hotels, around our apartments, but this it will be not in the future. We saw the climate changes and stuff, so we are thinking how to maintain this part whenever will be necessary. So just a simple example, but of course every single new investment is taking in consideration all the new tools concerning saving on of electricity, saving of water, you know, any kind of modern technology that will decrease the impact on the climate. It be a carbon percentage that expire, or everything what it is, starting from papers, plastic. Let's say, already very well implemented through all over our company.
Okay, and you have mentioned many of them yet, in my opinion, but among your projects and among your activities, is there something that you really can define your best practice? After all you mentioned since so far.
As I say, I would say that the glamping was our first experience, and we were the first in Croatia, I would say not only in Croatia, in this part of Mediterranean, that choose to do a glamping only. Not a combination of camping with tents, with mobile homes and stuff.
Yes. Where we specifically camping.
Yes, we create a village, a high-quality village glamping with a full, I would say, with a full brief of this word. And we are very, very successful in that way. And I would say that this, so far, is one of our best practice and sample. So far, there is still no one campsite that turned the full business only.
Yes. So pioneering is one of your best practices.
Yes.
Being a pioneer and explore new frontiers.
I would say.
Perfect, perfect. Let's go back to the guest and let's talk about new kind of guests. The phenomenon of guests working on vacation is growing. Do you have any specific offer for the needs of this typology of campers?
Not only. This is something that also started with the pandemic, where we saw that people are moving out from home. They want to have fast internet. This was the first question, and a beautiful view, and it was the same, working from home or working from somewhere else. So we create immediately kind of long stay offers through all type of accommodation we have. But where we found more interest, it was again in the mobile homes, campsites, part of the campsites. And since then, the experience we saw the first year, second year, and this will be now the third year, brought the company to decide to have the campsites open all the year round. So our Grand Kažela campsites is open all year round. And I can say that it's unbelievable how many people decide to spend the period, of course, if job gave them the opportunity, that they work from remote, enjoying the weather we have and the climate we have here. So I can also say, specifically when we have some holidays, then much more families are running to this kind of accommodation. Yeah, this part of the interest was so interesting and strong that we decided that in every our next investment. And this is now at one campsite we are working for next year in Pula area. This is the Arena Stoja camp. We install the new mobile homes, which has it's done not only to work for summer, but to have a stronger walls also for the winter. So a better
insulation. Insulation for the winter insulation.
Winter installation, and also we put immediately also the heating possibility. So as we know, it's very important to have air conditioning, but in that case, we are thinking in both ways. We are also thinking to have very good isolation. This was the word that I was missing. Sorry.
Insulation. Yes.
Isolation. It's a stronger isolation for winter with the installed heating in the campsites, in the mobile home. So this is our next strategy. And with that, we believe we will attract even more stay vacations and nomads that are more and more in bigger numbers in through European markets.
So regarding the digital nomads, your strategy is not offering just a vacation, but offering a place to live, a place to stay, a place to stay longer, all the year. Okay.
Exactly.
Manuela, that was our last question, and we want to thank you very much for your time, for your cooperation, and your experience that you share with us.
It was really a pleasure.
Thank you. Let's say thank you and bye-bye. Goodbye to Manuela Kraljevic, Marketing and Sales Director of the Arena Hospitality Group. Thank you, Manuela. Bye. Thank you very much.